Just out of respect, we ask you to turn off your cell phones and pagers before the event starts. And if for any reason you do get a call or a page, please just go outside and take it so we don't disturb everyone else in the room. Please refrain from talking during the panel unless it's your turn to ask a question. Please be courteous, civil, and respectful during the question and answer. Please ask questions that are relevant. Ask questions about Sakamoto and her work. Anything about projects you work on, that's fine. Out of respect, no personal questions. We don't need to do that sort of thing. I mean, she's not coming up here and asking you about your personal life, so let's not ask her about her personal life. Out of respect, we're going to have chances. There's no video. That pictures are all right, but no flash, please. So pictures have to turn off your flash. To start with, at the end of the panel, Sakamoto has been very busy. She's been very kind to be able to come and talk to us today. So we can't have anyone sort of coming up to the table at the end of the panel. There's going to be some time for some press people to come up, so they're allowed to come up. But other than the press, everyone else needs to sort of be respectful and keep their distance on and take pictures from where you are. But Sakamoto will have to, I'm sure, leave. She's been there. She has to go. She's tired. She flew in from Japan. She has to fly back. So, you know, let's respect the fact that she's been so generous to come and meet with us today. I know I'm very happy to have her here. So, we're going to have questions. Also, anyone who wants to ask a question, I'll tell you when it's time to have questions. You'll be lining up at that microphone there in the center. If you have a question, you get one question. If you have a second question, you just have to go to the end of the line. While words of adoration for Sakamoto are appreciated, please keep them short and sweet. And hopefully you have a question in mind to actually answer. And keep everything professional. We're all professionals. So, thank you so much. Now that we got that all out of the way, without further ado, I'd like all of you to please give a big, warm round of welcome to Miss Maya Sakamoto.
Japanese. My actual start was when I was 12. I was in an anime called Little Twins. But aside from that, that's definitely was actually my real first role in anime, so that was a learning experience.
Did you want to be a voice actor from when you were very young?
I started acting when I was 8, and I was that was for stage, and but through various connections, I started doing voice acting since I was little. Most of my early roles were for dubbing foreign movies.
So you said when you were acting on Esmerone that you were 16, and that you were very pure. I remember on the DVDs, Cafe Esmerone. But I remember, was it strange being 16 years old and being so famous? Was it awkward at school?
No, my classmates were supportive of me. My friends said that they watched the show, and they said they bought the CD for me.
So, and you've done so many roles since then, both in anime and in theater. I know you're playing in Les Miserables. Still a lot of theater work? Have you been doing a lot of theater work as well as voice acting?
It's been great working between both voice acting and theater because they complement each other and they refine myself as an actress
That's wonderful. And I know that you have so many songs, such a wonderful singing career. And I know that you work a lot with Kano-san, Yoko Kano, the composer. It seems so many songs you do together. Are you close? Are you friends? With Kano-san?
Yes, like a sister. Yes. I have a mother.
That's wonderful. I know we're all so grateful that you came and performed the concert yesterday. Thank you so much. I don't want to hear it. I know you were surprised that the American fans knew you. What to you, how are the Japanese and American fans different?
I like the American audience. You're very good at responding to the performance, and I was very anxious until I stood on stage. But thanks to your support, I could go ahead with my performance with no more stage fright.
You started so young as an actor, and you've been acting for so long. Has your acting process changed? Do you approach acting differently now than when you were younger?
Yes, always growing. 私が8歳の時というか子供の時は本当に何も考えなくても演技ができたとかすごく自然に入っていけたんですけど、やっぱり大人になるにつれていろんなことを考えるようになって、考えると余計になってできなくなったこともあって、そういういろんな山を乗り越えてながら、今でもいっぱい課題がありますけど、どんどんこう欲求が深くなっているというか、演技、自分の演技をこうしたいというビジョンがはっきり見えてくるようになったと思います。
Yes, back when I was 8, all I had to do was to be myself, and I would be acting. But the older I got, I started wanting to give more thought to my acting, and a lot of times I would be more inhibiting, and I still have more to learn, but I still have desire to learn and grow as an actor.
Do you find that you identify very strongly with your characters when you play them?
I really synchronize to me. That's so funny.
Well, I think we could all hear that. I think that's why we love that performance so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, you do so much. You sing, you act in theater, you voice act. Is there one area that is more satisfying? Do you feel you get to express yourself more fully as a singer or as an actor, or both together in the same job?
Good. We're looking forward to all of your new albums.
was singing. It's so wonderful.
Thank you.
Are there any new projects you're working on now that you're excited about that you could talk about?
Could you
possibly say when Lunavadia takes off? Ah, hey, Lunavadia.
I really like that song.
And it was actually one of my friends, you know, what is the real issue behind that song? Like, how did it come to you? Like, how did that song happen?
Ah, cramp, like, no. イメージでできたんですよね。だからきっと男の子たちが将来こんな風になりたいなみたいな歌に思ってます。
Well, that came as a different song from the Tethers. So it was probably visualized as a kind of song about voicing about what they want to become in the future.
あ、もう今読んでる漫画は何ですか？
漫画？
Could you read your question in English for the benefit of the
audience? Right now, what manga are you reading?
最近読んでない。でも今までで好きな漫画はスラムダンク。
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, fine, thanks.
I sort of like your work. I don't really have a question. I just think you're really beautiful. Can I say
something?
No. That's amazing.
止められないんですけど、だから本当に悲しくて泣いてました。
For all the roles that I played where I had to cry, I actually cried, and I do get really sad about it. And I can't stop myself. And that's how I was when I was performing that scene.
Thank you very much.
We're running short on time, so we'll probably be able to take another couple of questions. So, here's one.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
小さい頃から芸能界でお仕事されてるって聞いたんですけど、今まで仕事した中で尊敬する先輩とか芸能人の方っていますか？
English?
Yeah.
For me, English for me.
Okay. I heard that you've been in the industry ever since you were young, and I've been wondering if you had anyone that you respect from the industry while you've throughout your whole career.
Do you know Keiko Duda? She's very famous in Japan. Gundam. 昔 First Gundam 出てたんですけど、でもすごく私小さい時からご一緒して、本当に人間的にも素晴らしい方で、お芝居も素晴らしくて、彼女は舞台もやるし、テレビドラマもやるし、いろんなことができて、歌もうまいし、すごい尊敬しています。
There's a voice actor, a voice actress by the name of Keiko Toda in Japan, and she was in the original Gundam. I was with her since I was little, and she is also diverse in her roles. She does theater, she does TV, and she also sings. I very much respect for her.
Arigatou gozaimasu.
Very beautiful voice. I enjoyed the conversation. I can't believe you're actually asking a question. The song Loop from Tsubasa Reservoir Chronicles is a very inspirational song for me, and it's very moving. I was wondering, would you be able to sing a little excerpt from that? And it really mean a lot to me if you could.
この星が平らだな、二人出会えてなかった、お互いを遠ざけるように走っていた。
Thank you.
あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、あ、